Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shviyas, Perik Hey, Mishnah Gimel. When you pick Perish Shemitah and you take them into your house, you can continue to eat it only as long as there are still some of what you're eating in the house available for the chayitz in the field. But if there's nothing available for the chayitz in the field, you have to be mevayer what's in your house. Exactly what beer is a machloikis. But let's say, according to most Rishonim, it means take it out of your house and leave it open. Whoever wants can come and get it. Could it be anybody? That's a machloikis. We're going to see this later on in Perik Tes Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Yehuda holds only poor people can take it. At this point, when you take it out of your house, it's only for the poor. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's mutter for anybody. Poor, rich. Certain types of things that grow are in the field the entire year. So you never really have to take it out of your house because it's always available for the chayis on the field. So here's an interesting din. The root of the loif that we spoke about, the loif, this kind of onion, is always around. It stays in the field. So you're not mechuyav to be mevayeret. But the leaves of the loif, they're not around. They wither away after a while. So when there are no longer any of these leaves available, you have to take it out and be mevayeret. So here's an interesting shaila. We have over here a loif, she'avra olav shviyas. Shemitah passes, and it continues to grow in year number 8, which is the first year after Shemitah. The nature of this loif is, lasts for a very long time. As long as it's still in the ground, that could happen. It continued to grow in year number 8. Rabbi Eliezer says, what do we do over here? Zok Rabbi Eliezer, im loktu haniyam es olav. Let's say that the aniyam already took the leaves. They picked the leaves during the Shemitah year. Okay, lakatu. So they were zaychet. They can't have the leaves that continue to grow during year number 8. That's not theirs. But the im lav, if the aniyam did not pick the leaves during the Shemitah year, so we have Shemitah year leaves, and we have 8th year leaves. So now the Shemitah year leaves that belong to the aniyam, and you have the 8th year leaves that belong to the owner. They're all mixed up. Sakta Mishnah Yasa, the owner of the field, should make a cheshbin the aniyam, figure out what grew during the 7th year, give the aniyam that amount, and the rest, which grew during the 8th year, take for yourself. Rabbi Yeshua says, and again, what's our shaila? We have a loif that grew Shemitah and continued to grow. More leaves continued to grow during year number 8, which is the first year in the next Shemitah cycle. Rabbi Yeshua says, im lakdu aniyam es olav, if the aniyam took off the leaves that grew during the Shemitah year, lakatu, fine, they were zaychit. But v'im lav, if not, ein li aniyam olav cheshben. They can't say, well, some of those leaves are ours. No. The owner of the field can take all of the leaves, even those that grew during the Shemitah year. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say this? Remember what we said. Whenever you take into your house during the Shemitah year, as long as it's available for the Chaya, you can keep it in your house. When it's no longer available, even for the Chaya on the field, you have to do beer. You take it out and you say, okay, open for the public. But who's the public? So remember we said it's a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda holds at this point after beer, only poor people can take it. Rabbi Yossi holds anyone can take it. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Yossi. So what we're going to do now is we're going to learn over the Mishnah inside and see how Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Yossi. This will be our chazar in the Mishnah. We'll just do it inside. Luf she'avra olav shviyas. We have this loaf. Shabbat Tanur explained as a type of an onion. Shemitah passed, and it continues to grow its leaves during year number 8. So we're not concerned with the main part of it, because that stays constantly. But we're talking about the leaves over here. The leaves have a time of beer. When there's nothing available anymore on the field, and at one point there's nothing available on the field, you have to be mevayer the leaves. But here's my problem. There are leaves here from the Shemitah year, and there are leaves here that grew the next year. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that after the time of beer, only poor people can take it. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda hold the same thing. Therefore, In this luf, part of the leaves belong to the poor people, because they're the ones that can take it after the time of beer. And part of the leaves belong to the owner, because that grew during year number 8, the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. So, im laktu aniyim es olav, if the aniyim already took the leaves during the Shemitah year lakatu, fine, they were zeichet, that would make things simple. But v'im lav, if they didn't, then now I have the 7th year leaves. And the 8th year leaves all mixed together. And part of these leaves belong to the poor people, which is after the time of beer during the Shemitah year. Because these leaves don't last all year. Okay, so what should I tell you? Yaseh cheshbon u'aniyim. Sit down and make a cheshbon with the aniyim. And it's hard to identify the leaf itself, but figure out how much probably grew in the 7th year, how much grew in the 8th year, and what grew in the 7th year, give them. But Rabbi Yeshua holds that even after the time of beer, it doesn't belong just to poor people, it belongs to anybody. In other words, the entire Shemitah year, the aniyim don't have any special privileges. Whether it's before the time of beer, after the time of beer, whatever is hefker for everybody. As they halt Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yeshua. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, look, im liktu aniyim es olav, if they collected the leaves, if they picked the leaves during the Shemitah year, lakatu, fine, it's theirs. They have a right to take it like anyone else does. But v'im lav, if not, ein li aniyim olav cheshbon, they can't say, well, we didn't take it during the 7th year, now it's mixed up with the 8th year leaves, give us our part. What do you mean, give us our part? The owner of the field says, I also have a right to take it. After beer, anyone can take it. And therefore, he does not have to make a cheshbin with the poor people.